T-Mobile, you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Because nobody likes having to choose. It's like getting romance and sci-fi.
Jane, I love you.
Also, I'm a robot.
Or being a dog person and a cat person.
Who wants a treat? Who's a good boy?
Or like being an extrovert and an introvert.
Woo! This is so fun! I can't wait to go home!
At T-Mobile, you don't have to choose. You can get the benefits you want and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. See how much you can save with our savings calculator at T-Mobile.com/switch. Plus, when you switch, you can keep your phone and we'll pay it off up to $800.
Be a virtual prepaid card in 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit service, and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months. See T-Mobile.com.
Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Downsville, Pepin, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Wall Street surged a day after the Federal Reserve cut a key interest rate. The ripple effect usually lowers car, mortgage, and other loans. Freddie Mac announced that 30-year fixed-rate mortgages have dropped to 6.09%. Celebrating the good economic news, President Biden at the Economic Club of Washington.
Interest rates are going to be coming down, and they're expected to go down further. And that's a good place for us to be.
The president also noting wages and employment are up, inflation's down. On Wall Street, the Dow up more than 500 points, closing above 42,000 for a new record. The S&P 500 topping 5,700, another new record high for that index. In the presidential campaign, Vice President Harris in a live stream with Oprah Winfrey and Donald Trump attending an event with prominent Jewish donors and then with the Israeli-American Council. Nearly 1,200 Boston hotel workers have joined a nationwide strike. This is ABC News. Dengue fever is spreading in the U.S., alarming health officials. ABC's Michelle Franzen has details.
Dengue viruses are spread through mosquito bites and are on the rise in areas around the country. The CDC first issued a health alert in June about the increase in cases. So far this year, there are more than 4,600 cases nationwide. Of those, just over 3,000 are locally acquired cases where no one traveled to regions where dengue is usually spread. Health officials say the number of locally acquired cases is nearly doubled compared to last year, and say the rise in global temperatures and extreme storms could be a factor in the spread of the mosquito-borne viruses.
ABC's Michelle Franzen. An incredible journey, a California family's cat making it home after being lost during a trip to Yellowstone. 2 months later, the cat showed up at a Sacramento shelter office, was reunited with his family. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
You might wonder, John Legend, how do you keep your voice sounding so legendary? Honey, and how do I keep my protection against COVID-19 up to date? With a COVID shot this season, designed for recent variants.
You can get your COVID-19 shot when getting your flu shot if you're due for both, as recommended by the CDC.
The fresher, the better.
Ask your healthcare provider about getting this season's COVID-19 shot when getting your flu shot.
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Mira, hothead, let's bring the nail gun over here.
Jose stands tall atop his sustainable flooring company.
Totally. It's renewable and moisture resistant, but we have several green options too. Or we got some beautiful reclaimed oak.
By his success, he needs to hire more installers.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Put our matching platform to work so you can spend less time searching and more time connecting with talented candidates. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true. We take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Severe thunderstorm watch continues for the area. Scattered showers and thunderstorms this evening, some severe, large hail the biggest concern. Partly cloudy overnight, low in the low 60s. For tomorrow, mostly sunny, less humid, highs in the low 80s. Paying too much for health insurance? Call 800-693-9308 for better rates and coverage. It's 82 right now.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. The latest AARP Wisconsin poll finds older voters are the most motivated to vote this November. Pollster Jeff List.
And not only is the motivation higher among those older age groups, those older age groups are bigger.
Former President Donald Trump leads by 10 points with 50 to 64-year-olds, while Vice President Kamala Harris is ahead by 6 points with voters 65 and older. There's a similar breakdown in the U.S. Senate race. Joint Council 39, representing 15,000 Wisconsin Teamsters, is endorsing Kamala Harris for president.
We have the ability to make our own endorsements, which we took advantage of immediately.
Council President Bill Carroll, the National Teamsters Union, is not making an endorsement. The Milwaukee Brewers have clinched the National League Central Division championship and a playoff spot. Wisconsin Radio Network.
Did you and your family lose Wisconsin Badger Care Plus and need health coverage? Check this out. You may be eligible to enroll in a low-cost health plan at healthcare.gov. With the new law, 4 out of 5 customers can find a plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Healthcare.gov offers quality plans that cover doctor visits, prescriptions, emergency care, and more. Healthcare.gov is here for you. Enroll today for coverage starting the first of next month. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Have you lost Wisconsin Badger Care Plus? At healthcare.gov, you can find a low-cost, quality health plan.
Do plans cover doctor visits?
What about emergency care?
And prescriptions?
All covered and more. Plus, with the new law, 4 out of 5 customers can find a plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Healthcare.gov is here for you. Enroll today for coverage starting the first of next month. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Get fit and look your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness in Durand. There's no excuses to looking and feeling great. Work out anytime and now tan anytime. Endless Summer offers 24/7 tanning access. And you'll save when you sign up for a tanning and fitness bundle package. Visit Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness for more information. Look and feel your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access in downtown Durand. Like them on Facebook at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness.
Good afternoon, it's 4:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by Prime Realty of Durand, the area's number one home seller. Visit their website at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com. And Abisilo, your Husqvarna and Toro equipment dealers, Durand. Sundstrom & Company, your local tax experts, downtown Durand. The Goodrich Family Funeral Home, serving the Durand area for 5 generations and featuring monuments from lifetime memorials. And Endless Summer Fitness and Tanning, with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access, Durand. The school year is off to a smooth start for the Durand, Arkansas School District. District Superintendent Ryan Nelson says it's a positive start for the school year.
It's been a really solid start to the school year here, and we're in mid-September, and I think the students seem to be hitting their groove, and certainly staff are working hard to support them, and it's been a really really good I think positive start to the school year, which is I guess always the number one goal for any school administrator.
Preliminary enrollment numbers indicate there are 970 students at the district this year. That's down 27 from last year. The official third Friday of the year student count will be held tomorrow. Trempealeau County authorities have released the name of the person killed in a motorcycle accident last Thursday. 71-year-old Mark Sabranek of Whitehall was traveling northbound on Highway 53 near Highway Triple T when he hit an object in the road, lost control of the motorcycle, and was ejected. Sabranek was taken to a La Crosse hospital where he later died from his injuries. An Eau Claire man who was facing 32 sexual assault charges has agreed to a plea deal. Jonathan Rowan has agreed to plead guilty to just 2 charges in the case. Investigators say he abused 2 girls for years, starting them when they were 8 and 9 years old. He was looking at 32 counts of sexual assault, possession of child porn, and child enticement. His plea deal drops all but 2 sexual assault charges. Still, he's looking at 120 years in prison when he's sentenced in February. A Western Wisconsin boy is being called a hero after shooting the bear that was mauling his father. The Minnesota Star Tribune had the story about how Owen Bierman shot the black bear that was attacking his dad. His dad, Ryan Bierman, said the bear attack happened earlier this month while the two were on a hunt. Ryan says they were tracking the bear when it attacked. He was fighting for his life when he said his son shot and killed the bear. The dad ended up with dozens of stitches from the attack, and he's happy that his son was there to help. The latest snapshot of the presidential race in Wisconsin does show a tight race. AARP released a poll yesterday that gives Kamala Harris a 3-point lead over former President Donald Trump. Harris leads 48-45%. The border and economy are the top issues for most voters, though the poll says older Democrats in Wisconsin are most interested in abortion and the threat to democracy, quote unquote. You're listening to WRDN News.
For five generations, starting in 1883, Goodrich Funeral Home has been serving families in the area. The staff members of Goodrich Funeral Home will guide your family in creating a meaningful ceremony to honor the life and memory of a loved one. A ceremony can be anything you wish it to be, simple or elaborate, traditional or unique. No matter how it's tailored, such a ceremony is an important step in recovering from loss. Goodrich Funeral Home, our family serving your family for years to come.
Tax season is just around the corner. Let the experienced tax professionals at Sundstrom & Company in downtown Durand help you explore ways you can save money on your taxes. Sundstrom & Company works with farms, corporations, family-owned businesses, and individuals to make your tax headaches disappear. Call or visit Sundstrom today for an appointment at their Main Street Durand location next to the Courier Wedge. Sundstrom & Company, local accountants providing quality tax and financial management since 1980.
At least three people are fighting for their lives after a wagon flipped during a school field trip to an apple orchard in Chippewa Falls yesterday. The cart at the Bushell and Peck apple orchard fell onto its side yesterday morning. Dozens of kindergartners from St. Mark Lutheran School in Eau Claire were at the orchard at the time for a field trip. It's not clear how many of the 25 people who were hurt in the wreck are children. Sheriff Travis Hakes says that the tractor that was pulling the cart overcorrected and spilled the kids and adults onto a gravel road. The sheriff says three people were rushed to the hospital with life-threatening injuries. Five more were seriously hurt, and nine others were taken to the hospital in ambulances. The Pepin County Board has approved funding for both the Durand and Pepin Public Libraries. During last night's board meeting, both libraries gave their annual reports, and the board approved funding for the libraries at 98% of their funding request from the county, or the same amount that was funded last year, whichever amount was greater. The town of Washington, just south of Eau Claire, has filed to make part of its town into a village. The town says 625 residents signed the petition, though only 50 signatures were required to file. The town started looking into incorporating as a village after recent annexations by Eau Claire and Altoona, including Orchard Hills. The village would include more than 5,000 people, and the new town would have a population of about 2,500. The process could take up to 2 years to complete. An Eau Claire man who beat his wife to death is heading to prison for 8 years. A judge yesterday sentenced 82-year-old John Berthold to 8 years in prison and another 8 years of probation. Police say he beat his wife to death last summer with a wine bottle. He also tried to kill himself. He pleaded guilty to second-degree homicide charges back in May. There are new challenges to Governor Evers' 400-year school funding increase. Both the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty and the Institute for Reforming Government filed amicus briefs yesterday with the Wisconsin Supreme Court, challenging the governor's veto power. Evers changed a line in the current state budget to change a 2-year school funding increase into a 400-year increase. Attorney Skylar Croy says it's both dangerous and unconstitutional. He says no single person in state government should have that kind of power that can change state law and bind taxpayers to increases for the next four centuries. You're listening to WRDN News.
Looking for outdoor power equipment for your lawn and garden projects? Anibis Silo is your home for Husqvarna and Toro lawn and garden equipment. Anibis Silo has the right equipment solution for you to tackle any job. Need a piece of equipment repaired? Anibis Silo also now has small engine service and repair. The service staff can repair all makes and models of lawn and garden equipment. Visit Anibis Silo, Highway 25 Durand, for your lawn and garden equipment needs.
It's the biggest investment you will make in your lifetime, buying a home. I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Buying a home is a major decision and requires careful attention to the details. When you work with a Prime Realty agent, we sit down with you and discuss all the details, from financing, escrow accounts, home inspections, and more. See the professionals at Prime Realty of Durand. We'll discuss how to get your home you want while getting the information you need. Grab the keys to your new home with Prime Realty of Durand. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
The Milwaukee Brewers are getting fans ready for the playoffs. The team announced that tickets for the first round of the postseason play go on sale today. There was also a drive-through postseason pep rally this morning at American Family Field. Attendees are receiving a free Brewers car flag and can gain early access to those playoff tickets. Brewer manager Pat Murphy, Hall of Famer Robin Yount, and Green Bay Packer great Donald Driver are there to greet fans. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that wasn't your fault, we have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-205-5350. So if you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, call now. Find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-205-5350 to speak with a live person now.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds, which could be life-changing. I mean, you could put that money towards that zero-turn lawnmower you've always wanted. And after using its edge-shaping technology to meticulously sculpt the face of the Mona Lisa into your grass, you'll become the undisputed king of Saturday morning lawn care, leaving your neighbor and sworn enemy Gary to question his place in the delicate neighborhood ecosystem. And it's all because you could save money switching at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states.
Zilich on double duty at Bristol. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today.
Mom, meet Sarah.
From first time Nana moments.
Yeah, welcome to Flight 101.
To annual girls trip moments. Your can't-miss moments are worth protecting against RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60-plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at vaxassist.com.
So where should we go next?
Sponsored by Pfizer.
You might wonder, John Legend, how do you keep your voice sounding so legendary? Honey, and how do I keep my protection against COVID-19 up to date? With a COVID shot this season, designed for recent variants.
You can get your COVID-19 shot when getting your flu shot if you're due for both, as recommended by the CDC.
The fresher, the better.
Ask your healthcare provider about getting this season's COVID-19 shot when getting your flu shot.
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Connor Zilich, who stunned with his winning NASCAR Xfinity Series debut at Watkins Glen, has double duty at Bristol Motor Speedway tonight. The 18-year-old is running in the ARCA Menards Series, where he has 5 wins in 6 starts, and is gunning for the ARCA Menards East title, followed by his 3rd Craftsman Truck Series event this evening, running for Spire Motorsports.
In the ARCA race, I want to go out and win the championship. But in the truck race, I just want to try to do my best and just learn. I feel like Bristol is one of the team's best tracks. They ran really good there in the spring with all the trucks in the top 11. So we got high expectations going into this weekend, but honestly just need to go and execute and have a good day.
I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code SAVE, or text SAVE to 511-511 and claim 40% off. Roundhouseprovisions.com, code SAVE.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text SAVE to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Tax fees may apply.
The Brewers locked up the National League Central Division title yesterday. Still plenty to play for, though. I'm Bill Scott with sports. With 10 games left in the regular season, the Brewers 2 games behind the Dodgers and 3 behind the Phillies for the top 2 records in the National League. Both the Dodgers and Phillies do hold head-to-head tiebreaker advantages over the crew. Reese Hoskins homered in last night's win. He was asked what the word undaunted means to him.
I think it means what this group is, right? Like, we got pushed down. We took punches in the face. We had bad injury luck. We kept on going. And again, that comes from the manager's office. It leaks into this clubhouse.
Brewers sent Tobias Myers to the mound tonight in the first of a 4-game series against Arizona. Packers back in the practice field today, getting ready for Sunday's game at Tennessee. Jordan Love practiced with a knee brace on a limited basis yesterday. He's hoping to play on Sunday. NFL tonight, the Jets play host to the Patriots. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durant Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durant Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durant Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durant.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
A look at week 5 of the high school football season as we head past the midway point. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WISSports.net Minute brought to you by Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells. More high school sports news after this. You may have heard of Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells, one of the country's premier destinations for youth sports and events, but did you know that Just a Game does so much more? Just a Game also delivers end-to-end apparel, equipment, and event solutions. With their state-of-the-art screen printing and embroidery facility, they can help with branding for your team and business items, including uniforms, apparel, and more. Just a Game also offers digital services that include a cashless digital platform and event live streaming. Just a Game has also added a second brand new facility in Reedsburg. Find more information at justagame.com. Week 5 means we're past the halfway point of the high school football regular season, and we're not far off from talking playoffs. But first, there are some big-time matchups on the schedule this weekend. The Quick Trip and Wisconsin-Dairy Game of the Week is all about gangrene, with Greenfield making the trip to Greendale in a key Woodland Conference battle. Muskego went down last week, but has to regroup quickly with a game against Arrowhead on Friday. The top rivalry in the Southeast Conference for quite a while has featured neighbors Franklin and Oak Creek meeting up, and they'll play this week in Oak Creek. Wauwatosa East is off to a surprising 4-0 start, and they'll take on crosstown rival Wauwatosa West. Speaking of surprise stories this year, previously winless Waupaca shocked previously undefeated Fox Valley Lutheran last week, and the Comets get Seymour, who is 4-0 with wins over Xavier, Two Rivers, and Luxembourg Casco. Once again, there is a contingent of huge games in the Big Rivers Conference, as Chippewa Falls faces off against Rice Lake, and New Richmond takes on River Falls. In a WVC Big Rivers crossover, Stevens Point will travel to Hudson. After taking down old playoff nemesis Bangor last week, the Ithaca Bulldogs get another Scenic Bluffs heavyweight this week in a road game at Cashton. This has been a WISSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WISSports.net and search Apple for the WSN Podcast.
Fall meets hunting in western Wisconsin, and Ryan's Sports Shop in Durand has everything you need to make this year's hunt successful. Ryan's features Wisconsin-made Matthew bows, crossbows from Raven, and camo gear from Realtree. Ryan's also has ammo from Federal, Winchester, and Remington, and arrows from Victory Arrows. Don't forget about fall fishing. Good luck to all hunters and anglers from Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand.
I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Hunt. Big game hunting seasons are underway across the region, and natural resources agencies want to remind hunters to know your target. Don't accidentally shoot elk this hunting season. I'll offer some tips on telling the difference when we return.
Hunting season will be here before you know it, and it's time to get ready for your next adventure with the OnX Hunt app. Whether you're traveling in search of roosters, elk,
waterfowl, or looking to score on a whitetail close to home, OnX Hunt can help you be more successful this season. Route, plan, and navigate with private and public land boundaries, recent imagery, offline maps, and Minnesota-specific hunt layers. Download the Hunt app on the App Store or Google Play and join the millions of hunters that trust OnX Hunt.
Welcome back. Natural resources agencies across the region are urging hunters to understand the difference between elk and white-tailed deer this hunting season. Elk occasionally venture outside Wisconsin's two elk ranges and Minnesota's elk range in the northwestern part of the state, especially during the fall breeding season. Positively identifying your target ensures the safety of other people and avoids accidentally shooting non-target animals. How do you tell the difference? Well, first of all, adult elk are significantly larger than adult white-tailed deer. An elk calf, in fact, will be about the same size as an adult white-tailed doe, but will display similar coloration to adult elk. White-tailed deer antlers curve forward, whereas elk antlers are larger and sweep back from their heads. Look for color markings. Elk have a tan rump patch, black legs, and a dark brown mane. Deer have legs the same color as their bodies, a white throat patch, and a fluffy white tail. Help the region's elk populations expand by not accidentally shooting them.
I'm Rob Dreisline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at OutdoorNews.com.
It's better over here!
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has an exclusive rate plan just for you. Right now, get two lines of talk, text, and data for just $30 a line. That's a 45% savings versus Verizon and AT&T. Plus, you can get one of the latest 5G phones free when you add a line. That's right, a free 5G phone. Experience all this and more on America's largest 5G network. So why wait? At T-Mobile, customers 55 and up can get two lines of talk, text, and data for only $30 a line. Just go to T-Mobile.com/choice55 or visit your local store to make the switch.
With AutoPay using debit or bank account plus taxes and fees, 45% off two lines versus AT&T Starter and Verizon Welcome. Plan benefits vary. Free phones up to $300 off with 24 monthly bill credits and qualifying new line for well-qualified customers plus tax and $35 device connection charge. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue remaining bill credits. Bill credits end if you pay off device early. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Severe thunderstorm watch continues for the area. Scattered showers and thunderstorms this evening, some severe, large hail the biggest concern. Partly cloudy overnight, low in the low 60s. For tomorrow, mostly sunny, less humid, highs in the low 80s. Paying too much for health insurance? Call 800-693-9308 for better rates and coverage. It's 82 right now.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. A breakdown in a market that has started out with some real, I think, high hopes and optimism. And just like this fall weather that's bringing the heat we don't want, we definitely saw the negative numbers roll into our grain complex today, just really across the board. Meal and oil. Meal obviously was mixed. Oil saw some higher numbers. I guess the shining star, we could say, was on that livestock side, which we'll take a look at that one as well today. Mike Zuzulo joins us. Mike is with Global Commodity Analytics. And I think we have to first rewind to yesterday, because I think that's where our hopes and that we thought we'd see the positive push into this trade was when the Feds made that cut, and a big cut at that. Many had talked about it, but they still seemed a little surprised.
No, I think that's a great way to put it, Susan. I think the trade was genuinely surprised at the aggressive nature of the rate cut. And what that does is it opens up the door for other emerging markets to come in and cut their rates and be able to then use that excess money that they don't have to defend their currency with to go ahead and push that into the economies, their own economies. And that tends to bring up commodity demand and you know, economic growth, so on and so forth. And without getting too deep into the weeds, one of the oddball things that happened that I think really set the spreads on end today was that in light of the Federal Reserve cutting rates aggressively, Brazil's central bank turned around and raised their rate in quite a surprise, and then that sent their currency higher. And that actually, I think, was one of the big keys to the soybeans finding a lot of support early on, especially after seeing the very strong weekly export sales, the soybean export sales, over 64 million bushels. They beat the highest trade guess. China was 56% of the total, and I figure that's going to be about 17 cargoes. And so we've been hearing rumors 2+ weeks ago that China was going to be coming in for beans. The Pacific Northwest basis was suggesting that, and now we're seeing the literal hit of the big demand that China pushed in. Add to that is that bean oil export sales that were reported today for the last week, they beat the guesses by a lot, by about a factor of 4, and they were a marketing year high. So soybeans had a lot more going for them in the short term. But going back to your point, the risk on attitude that this market had left me very disappointed with the wheat going in the opposite direction. And just to run down the list very quickly, just so that the producers and the listeners understand what we mean by risk on, is gold maintained its near all-time high it put in on Wednesday after the Federal Reserve rate cut. Silver was up 3.5% today. Two very key elements that typically help support or break and hurt the wheat is the copper and the crude. Copper was up 1.2%, crude up 1.6%. Natural gas up almost 3%, and unleaded up over 2% today on the RBOB futures. And so there is no way around it. I'm very disappointed. I thought that the Fed policy decision would have brought more support to the wheat market amidst this very risk-on market reaction otherwise.
So looking at the factors that are kind of also weighing in, and I know we'll have more time to kind of dive into them, but it just seems like the harvest pressure is starting to slowly ramp up. But as you wade through what we see and the fact that these markets can't rally, how much harvest pressure are we going to need to kind of get these markets to liven up a little bit?
Yeah, this is where, you know, in the short term, like I said a minute ago, the beans really took the buy side of the spreads, it seemed to me, because of the short term fundamentals. But one of the things that I can't really get around is the world ending stocks for soybeans. I mean, we're talking about record high soybean ending stocks in the world of almost 135 million metric tons. A year ago, we were at 112 million metric tons. And when we look at the stocks to use, when we take the supply and divide the demand into it, what do we have left over in a percentage? We have over 33% beans left over. So we have a third of our beans in the world left over after the demand is already factored in. And so it would take quite a bit of a yield cut nationally to change the dynamic of the burdensome supplies that we're going into the wintertime with. And this goes back to South America, which tends to increase in importance here as we get towards the October and especially the November time period. But there, too, we've had, you know, substantial flooding in some areas last year, southern Brazil. Now we're turning to northern Brazil and center west Brazil, some of those areas looking at the worst droughts and the lowest river levels in anywhere from 30 to 100 years. And so we've got a situation in South America that's not just bullish for beans, but it's especially bullish for corn. And I would make the argument until today, it was bullish for the wheat market as well. And I think one of the two big factors, maybe three big factors, that offset the wheat excitement from the Federal Reserve was hard red wheat weather. Hays, Kansas is supposed to get an inch of rain this weekend. Guymon, Oklahoma, an inch of rain. A couple days ago, that really wasn't showing up as that big of a rain. And so the trade's thinking a hard red wheat belt is going to get much needed rains to speed up planting, get us back on track. Clearly, the hard red was the percentage leader to the downside. The Argentine Pampas regions, the one section of it, one big section, is expected to get some rains next week as well. That, too, I think hurt the wheat. The Russian ruble, we talked about the currencies, the Russian ruble was actually weaker against the U.S. dollar today. I think that probably hurt us. But I think the biggest factor, or the one that took the lion's share of the negativity, was we saw what we typically see in this wheat market. Just when we start to get a rally, we see the demand kind of fall on its face. And we saw the weekly export sales of wheat come in below the lowest trade guess. And I think that really hurt the trade psychology, especially given some of these other factors.
All right, well, stick around, folks. We've got a lot more to come back to. We'll talk a little bit more about this weather, too, as well. When we get ready for the second half, we'll look also what's happened on the livestock side. They literally held their own during today's entire trading session. More is coming up. The Channel Final Bell right here on the Rural Radio Network.
Resetting your password, unsubscribing from emails, printing anything. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your business doesn't have to be one of them, so you can get back to more important things, like learning how that printer works. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agents working for you, the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
Welcome back once again to the channel Final Bell here on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield as our conversation continues with Mike Zuzlow. Mike, of course, is with Global Commodity Analytics. I was at a field day here, Mike, just a few days ago, and it was interesting to see, obviously, all the new varieties that are going to be coming down the pipeline. But met and talked to an older gentleman we got talking about the weather in Brazil, like you were just talking about in the front half. And he said, I feel like this is the same cycle we go through every year, that we in the States get all excited that something bad might happen to our farmers to the south. But he says this year it has a different tone to it because there seems to be more nervousness coming out of Brazil with what is happening weather-wise.
Well, I think he's right. I mean, this is a situation, you know, as we talked about in some areas, we're looking at 100-year level of low river levels in some areas along the Paraná Basin, from what I understand. And in other areas, we're looking at some of the driest areas in 30 years. And so it's very early right now yet, Susan, but I would also say that this is not unlike what we dealt with in 2012 when we saw this coming, and it just didn't go away. And then it intensified. But we've built the base for, you know, a very bad drought at this point, and so it's going to take a lot to get the crop planted. And I think this then goes to South America and how they plant and how they need a good dry window to get in the ground, but you know, like their situation typically is, especially in the more tropical areas of their corn and bean belt, once it starts raining, it doesn't stop oftentimes. And so are they going to go from being extremely dry to extremely wet? And the last thing I'll say about the gentleman's point is there are several very big hot spots and flood spots around the world right now, and they happen to be in very big key grain and soy producing areas of the world. And we haven't had that for several years. And I'm talking about the Black Sea and France, and even Russia is putting out new alerts, and provinces are going through kind of disaster declarations, not because of droughts like they had last several months ago or a couple months ago. Now it's due to excess flooding, and some parts of Europe have seen literally record rainfall. So I do think that the weather is going to continue to be a big factor, but weather markets and supply side markets are usually those that want to be sold. And that's part of the reason why I like the wheat, and I want the wheat to lead us higher because I want the demand to come back in, and wheat is in the best position next to corn, I think, to get a lot more demand out of this market, but we need the currencies to work with us on that.
So taking a look at any other technicals that you wanted to look at from a grain perspective.
Yeah, you know, one thing I would point out is that today's trade was disappointing to the wheat, and I'm not trying to sell the potential for more downside, but I would also say that the wheat and the corn have come out of three-month highs, whereas the beans are still locked in the monthly high that they're currently under and have not been able to take out the August highs and not even gotten really that close. So I think if you take a step back and look at the monthly charts, it looks a lot better for the wheat and the corn. Not today, but on the monthly basis.
So looking at, we got a cattle on feed report as we switch gears. A cattle on feed report set to come out tomorrow afternoon. And we know cash hasn't seen much trade, Mike, leading up to this point. And I know the few are saying, hey, we're just going to wait till after those numbers come out.
Yeah, I think that's really well and succinctly put. And I think the negotiated cash trade going from 183 plus down to 177.97 on the last, you know, incremental bitty trade that we've seen, as you say, not established hardly at all, would suggest the trade is kind of frozen at this point. We've had a lot of tailwinds this week. I'm hopeful that we keep those tailwinds. The tailwinds being the stock market making new all-time highs again, hogs coming in and underpinning the cattle market. We see very strong demand indications. Some of the big food restaurant companies are finding some good sales, much better than what they saw in July in their August update. And as you say, that cattle on feed report is going to be a big deal. I think putting it all together for me, Susan, is does the cattle on feed continue to promote this idea of little to zero retention in the cattle herd here domestically? And I think that's where I would put the placements as the most important number to continue to watch on this Friday's report. I think 99% or higher, that just keeps us closer to that 2 million head on feed number, and then, or excuse me, 11 million head on feed and 2 million head on placements. And that suggests, look, we're not retaining anything, and that means bigger supplies, that means heavier weights, and I think it makes it slower for us to come out of the bottom and get excited about a major load being put in play. So that's kind of how I'm playing it right now.
And you know those heavy weights coming out of the South because they just keep feeding them instead of shipping them off to market to get more meat off that carcass.
That's exactly right. Texas and Kansas are two of the biggest states that are carrying a lot more over 150 days on feed versus last year. Nebraska is a lot tighter than last year at this time. So that is a big deal because we're getting some big numbers, plus we're just adding more weight, and that's putting production way high. And USDA really took those Q3 and Q4 steer prices down in the WASDE report last week, which I did not want to see, and we talked about that.
All right, real quick, best way for folks to get a hold of you, Mike?
GlobalComResearch.com. It's GlobalCom with two M's, research.com, two-week free trial. Sign up now.
All right. Thanks, Mike Zuzulo, joining us today. Quick reminder, commodity futures and options do involve a substantial risk of loss, not suitable to all investors. That's the Channel Final Bell, brought to you by Channel Seed and your local Channel Seed professional on the Rural Radio Network.
Rural Dairy Expo presents the Golden Age of Dairy, October 1st through the 4th in Madison. Just as sound and technicolor ushered in the golden age of film, so too are modern technologies propelling the dairy industry forward. Consider all the largest dairy-focused trade show in the world offers and connect with industry friends and experts. It's World Dairy Expo in Madison. For more information and to purchase your tickets today, just visit worlddairyexpo.com. That's worlddairyexpo.com.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Mystic Lubricants, made to make it last. Regenerative agriculture. It's a big phrase in the ag industry this year, and many farmers are exploring regenerative techniques. But what do consumers think about it? When we come back, I'll have details from a new consumer survey from Purdue University.
To this day, one of the great things about farming is it gives families the opportunity to pass things from one generation to the next. Traditions, know-how, even treasured secret recipes. With costs for just about everything on the rise these days, a lot of growers are handing down the wisdom of getting more life out of their tractors, combines, and hard-working equipment. And with help from Mystic Lubricants, family operations can keep machines working harder for longer, season after season after season. Their products, like the legendary JT6 greases, are specially formulated to perform even in the harshest environments. No matter if your machines are 3 days new or three decades old, you can count on Mystic to protect your tradition for getting the job done. Because like you, Mystic lubricants are made to make it last. To find your local Mystic distributor or retailer, visit mysticlubes.com. That's M-Y-S-T-I-K, lubes.com.
As farmers look for ways to improve soil health, reduce carbon emissions, and increase sustainability, regenerative agriculture is becoming a hot topic. But how do consumers feel about these practices, and what drives their buying decisions? According to the most recent Consumer Food Insight survey from Purdue University, most consumers are still unfamiliar with the term regenerative agriculture. In fact, 71% of the respondents said they were either completely unaware or only slightly familiar with the concept. However, among those who are familiar, words like soil health and land came up frequently, signaling that the environmental benefits of regenerative practices are recognized by at least a portion of the public. The big question is whether consumers are willing to change their buying habits to support these practices. And it turns out that the answer is a bit complicated. In a direct question, about 56% of consumers said they would be willing to pay more for food produced through regenerative ag methods. However, when given a choice between two identical snack products, one produced using regenerative agriculture but priced 10% higher, 53% of respondents chose the lower-priced traditional practices option. For farmers, this means that while there is potential to market regenerative products, success will depend on keeping costs competitive. Another key finding is that consumers place a higher value on maintaining affordable food prices over environmental attributes when it comes to regenerative farming. On a scale of importance, affordability ranked highest ahead of preserving biodiversity or reducing water use, indicating that while they care about regenerative practices, consumers aren't ready to sacrifice their budgets for it. The report suggests that there's strong consumer support for government or industry-backed financial incentives for regenerative agriculture. This opens the door for policy changes and corporate partnerships that could help farmers adopt regenerative practices without losing their price competitiveness in the marketplace. I'll have more after this.
Have your Wi-Fi devices multiplied like rabbits? It's time to get them hopping with Smart Home Wi-Fi from 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom. Devices and bandwidth can be hard to manage, but with the help of their local team, together they can keep you connected. Call 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom at 231-2000, and they'll get your family and all their devices connected. Get full details at wwt.net.
While there is a growing interest in regenerative agriculture in the industry, price sensitivity remains a significant factor for most consumers, according to the most recent survey from Purdue University. Farmers can maximize the benefits by keeping their products affordable and exploring financial incentives from government programs or partnerships with food and input companies. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Mystic Lubricants, made to make it last. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durant. Bauer Built, built on service.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Severe thunderstorm watch continues for the area. Scattered showers and thunderstorms this evening, some severe, large hail the biggest concern. Partly cloudy overnight, low in the low 60s. For tomorrow, mostly sunny, less humid, highs in the low 80s. Paying too much for health insurance? Call 800-693-9308 for better rates and coverage. Right now we're at 83 degrees.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
It's amazing how you can speak right to my heart. Without saying no, you can light up the dark. Try as I may, I could never explain what I hear when you don't say a thing. The smile. Oh. Mr. Webster could never define what's being said between your heart and mine. The smile on your face lets me know that you need me. There's a truth in your eyes saying you'll never leave me. The touch of your head says you catch me if ever I fall.
handsome cowboys and good-hearted women. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
When I saw you buying Cosmo in a Hot Rod magazine, I said to myself, now there's a girl for me. And when I asked you to go for a ride, you stole my heart when you said, if I can drive. I said, how about some music? You said, you got any Merle? That's when I knew you were my kind of girl. And when we started talking, I could not believe my ears. You said you were a Braves fan, even through the rotten years. You quoted William Faulkner and Martin Luther King. You said your favorite movie star would always be James Dean. And when we went to dinner, you wore blue jeans with your pearls. That's when I knew you were my kind of girl. You marched to the beat of a different drum. The funny thing is that I hear the same one. We both like the color outside of the lines. We're peas in a pod, girl, we're two of a kind. To love, I thought about a kiss, but I wasn't quick enough. I guess while I was thinking, you were reading my mind, 'cause you wrapped your arms around me and you pressed your lips to mine. You sent my head a spinning just like a tilt-a-whirl. That's when I knew you were my kind of girl. You sent my head a spinning just like a tilt-a-whirl. That's when I knew you were my kind of girl.
Together, same little crowd, little bar, little town, round this old dance floor. My boys are laughing, tap me on the shoulder, making a motion like a jaw get any closer. They wanna know what's up, why I'm still holding you, even when the song is over. There's a rumor going round about me and you, stirring up our little town last week or two. So tell me why we even trying to deny this feeling. I feel it, don't you feel it too? There's a rumor going round and round and round. What you say we make it true? We make it true. I could shut them down, tell them all the crazy. I can do whatever you want me to do, baby. Or you could lay one on me right now. We could really give them something to talk about. There's a rumor going round about me and you, stirring up our little town the last week or two. So tell me why we trying to deny this feeling. I feel it, don't you feel it too? There's a rumor going round and round and round. What you say we make it true?